You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2 from Wired.
Brought to you by TurboTax Tips. If you've ever wondered about the facts, fiction, and best practices when it comes to taxes, TurboTax Tips can help. With expert tips in 5 minutes or less, it's quick and easy to learn how to maximize your tax refund. Just search TurboTax Tips wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's what you should know. Some of the world's top minds in robotics and machine learning convened Monday for a virtual invite-only research workshop hosted by Google. Two academics invited didn't log on as scheduled. They withdrew to protest Google's treatment of two women who've said they were unjustly fired from the company's artificial intelligence research division. A third academic who previously received funding from Google took his own stand, saying he would no longer apply for its support. Although small in scale, the boycott illustrates some of the damage done to Google's reputation from the acrimonious departures of Timnit Gebru and Margaret Mitchell, co-leaders of a team working to make AI systems more ethical. The controversy has drawn new attention to the influence of tech companies on AI research, and has led researchers inside and outside of Google to ask whether it was distorting research into AI's impact on society. The rise of deep learning marked a fundamental shift in the way digital technology was built. Rather than carefully defining how a machine was supposed to behave, one rule at a time, one line of code at a time, engineers were beginning to build machines that could learn and apply lessons from such enormous amounts of data that no human could ever wrap their head around at all. Wired.com has the story of how the shape of deep learning and the fate of the tech industry went up for sale in a secret auction in Hera's Room 731 on the shores of Lake Tahoe in 2012. To read the story, head to Wired.com. And for years now, Wikipedia has made freely available a snapshot of everything that appears on the site every 2 weeks, a so-called data dump for users, as well as a, quote, fire hose of all the changes as they're happening, delivered in a different format. Along with that, Google and Wikipedia have been in a kind of unspoken partnership. Wikipedia produces the information Google serves up in response to user queries, and Google builds up Wikipedia's reputation as a source of trustworthy information. The two have grown in tandem over the past 20 years, each becoming its own household word. Now, Wikipedia is seeking to rebalance its relationships with Google and other big tech firms like Amazon, Facebook, and Apple, whose platforms and virtual assistants lean on Wikipedia as a cost-free virtual crib sheet. Yesterday, Wikimedia Foundation, which operates the Wikipedia project in more than 300 languages as well as other wiki projects, announced the launch of a commercial product, Wikimedia Enterprise. The new service is designed for the sale and efficient delivery of Wikipedia's content directly to these online behemoths, and eventually to smaller companies too. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.